Tom C. McKnight, Jr., I'm dictating the neurological report on Katherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Main, M-A-I-N. Address is 14796 Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E Drive, Magalia, California, 95954, phone 530-873-4691, cell 530-570-4443. ID is XXXXX4797, date of birth 12/27/1964, 57-year-old, married, store owner, pharmacy is Rite Aid Magalia, insurance is Blue Cross, Anthem, pharmacy is Rite Aid-Magalia, M-A-G-A-L-I-A. 530-873-0800. It's addressed to Ken Gillen, it's addressed to Ken Gillen, G-I-L-L-E-N-P-A, Paradise Medical Group, 6460A Pence Road, Paradise, California, 95969-3673, phone 530-872-6650, fax 530-877-2196. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of progressive tremor, comorbid medical problems, chronic pain syndrome. Below that should say depression with weight gain. Below that should say GERD. Below that, findings of obstructive sleep apnea dash treated. Dear Ken Gillen, professional colleagues, thank you for referring Catherine Main for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, she gives a longstanding history of tremor that was thought many years ago by Dr. Brash to be a familial tremor. New paragraph, over a period of time with her current circumstances, her tremor has increased to the point that it is obvious, even with body movement suggesting more of an action tremor. New paragraph. Trials of medication, including carbidopa levodopa, did not improve her tremor, tending to exclude underlying Parkinsonism or dopamine responsive dystonia. New paragraph. By her report, she's had no other further medications for tremor management. New paragraph. Subparagraph. Dr. Brash wanted to place her on medication years ago, but she declined. New paragraph. Her chronic pain is currently managed with a number of medications, including the following. List these vertically. Duloxetine, 60 milligrams, 2 per day. Ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, up to 3 times a day before meals. Norco, 10-325 milligrams, up to 4 times per day. Dash Dr. Butts. Pregabalin, 50 milligrams, 2 tablets by mouth twice a day. Tramadol, 50 milligrams, 1Q, 12 hours, Dr. Butts dash currently held. New paragraph, she gave an additional history of daytime hypersomnolence and fatigue. New paragraph, her GERD, G-E-R-D, is currently treated with omeprazole. New paragraph, her neurological examination today is normal with the exception of her deep tendon reflexes that are excessively brisk, particularly at the patellar, but brisk at the Achilles as well, without evidence of clonus. New paragraph, extrapyramidal, that is, extrapyramidal testing discloses no inducible neuromuscular rigidity. Or cogwheeling. New paragraph, her ambulatory examination remains fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph. Her cervical extension seems preserved. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Catherine Main's tremor has increased during this period of time in which she has gained weight and demonstrated sleep apnea, for which she is now in therapy. Subparagraph, she is working to improve her nocturnal dysomnia, currently up to as much as 4 to 6 hours of sleep per night, but however not completely rested. New paragraph. Her examination suggests underlying neuromuscular hyperactivity without spasticity, although she has a chronic pain syndrome, which is currently being managed, and for which surgery of her shoulder and possibly further evaluation of her knee is planned. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation, I have suggested the following. Number one, we will obtain thyroid function studies to exclude occult hyperthyroidism, contributing to her unusually brisk reflexes. Number two, she will return for reevaluation, and we will consider further imaging of the cervical spine to exclude any spinal stenosis. Number three, today I've given her a prescription to begin propranolol, 10 to 20 milligrams, up to 3 times a day for tremor management, with a discussion as to expectations, prescription, and handout. Number four, I have given her a B12 injection as a clinical trial, noting that she is on omeprazole that may reduce her block B12 absorption that may be contributing to her symptoms, particularly fatigue. New paragraph, I will see her back for med check reevaluation, and we will move forward with further treatment and adjustment of her regimen as needed. New paragraph, at this time, there is no clinical findings to suggest neuromuscular weakness of significance or Parkinson's disease or possibly other unusual forms of tremor. New paragraph, will send a follow-up report when she returns.